This is Preps Casey's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps Casey's Football Friday Night is also brought to you by Remax, KFC, Belfonte Ice Cream and Dairy Foods Company, BUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Here's your host, Dion Clisso, and the coach, Harold Wamsgans.
Welcome to Week 8 of Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Like the man said, I am your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And Coach, boy, we're really barreling towards playoffs in Missouri, and we're getting towards on the 4A1 and 4A2 district time in Kansas, but really moving time in 5A and 6A as teams try and fight for that position as those brackets will be out in here in 3 weeks.
This is the time of year when you stub your toe, it really hurts.
Yeah, you really want to be playing well. And if you aren't playing well, now's the time to turn it around. So, I mean, you're at the point where you can put some things away and get going in the right direction. We've got a lot of great games this week. Let's go ahead and get to it. This is our Kansas Hour, Hour 1. Our first segment here, we're going to look at all the Kansas games real quick in our kind of rundown as we go through. Our next segment, we're going to talk with Midco Sports' Kevin Romney, and he is the guy who will be calling Turner and Tonganoxie for Midco Sports, and we're going to talk with him about that game and, of course, Lawrence and Baser Linwood and schools like that. And then our third segment, we're talking with the East coach, Jesse Owen. He's got a Remax Big 3 coach. They're hosting Shawnee Mission East this week, and I tell you, that's really a good game for Olathe East, and it's going to be a big game for them to see if they can compete with Shawnee Mission East.
It certainly is, and Shawnee Mission East defense, they get a lot of people to the football. They'll put some pressure on Olathe East's offense.
Yeah, and then we're also talking with Bonner Springs coach Chad Eady, and they've got a Remax Big 3 game hosting Paola, really good cross 4A, 5A. Of course, Bonner's going down next year and into their conference, so these teams are going to see a lot of each other the next few years.
And they're coming off a big win last week.
Big win over Baser Linwood for Bonner Springs. We'll talk with Coach Eady about that. He's a new coach, first-year coach there at Bonner Springs, and we'll close it out with our own Ryan Wallace. He's going to be at our other Remax Big 3 game, St. James Academy and St. Thomas Aquinas. And you and Ryan were both last week out at Blue Valley in St. James, and we're going to talk more about that, but you got to see a pretty good game.
St. James coming off a very impressive win over Blue Valley last week.
Yes, our Missouri Hour, we'll have our own Cole Young. He's going to talk about Blue Springs South. We'll talk with Lafayette County coach Steve Cook. That's another Remax Big 3 game. They're hosting Lexington in a battle of unbeatens. And William Chrisman coach Matt Perry, he is going to Fort Osage in a battle in that suburban White Conference. Coach, that's a game last year. The only team to beat William Chrisman last year was Fort Osage, and they did it twice.
I'm sure that's been on their on their bulletin board for 12 months.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll close out our show tonight on our Missouri Hour with our own Nick McCabe and do our Belfonte picks with the pros. Well, Coach, we've got some games on Thursday night if you're listening to this on iTunes, and just a couple. Lawrence Free State is going to Olathe, and they are going to play
Olathe Northwest,
which is a good game for Olathe Northwest. They're playing better football, Coach. They got a big win over Leavenworth last week. But Free State just looks like a juggernaut.
I think Free State needs to start playing their home games on Thursday night. Seems like they've been here on Thursday night two or three times
They have made the K-10 trip into Johnson County on Thursday nights quite a few times already this year, and they're doing it this week. The other game is Gardner-Edgerton at Blue Valley Northwest. Coach Ryder talked with him last week on the site, and this is a kind of a position game for both these teams. They're kind of in the same spot. Wins have been hard to come by for them. So this, I think, could be one of the more competitive games of the week.
I think it's going to be an interesting team result from this game tonight.
All right, some Friday games. Baldwin at DeSoto. Boy, DeSoto's rolling right along. Baldwin has bounced back and played well. It's going to be a tough game for them because DeSoto looks like a really, really good football team, currently ranked number 2 in the state.
And you don't talk to anybody that has anything negative to say about DeSoto right now. They don't seem to have any weaknesses.
No, there's no doubt about that. That's setting up a game the last week of the season against them and Bishop Miege in district play. Bishop Miege is going to Mill Valley. Mill Valley just continuing their run of tough games. They had Blue Valley, then they had Blue Valley North, and now they've got Bishop Miege. Coach, this is a tough task for Mill Valley's kind of beaten up and beaten down right now.
And Mill Valley's defense just needs to step up because they're going to have to come through for them the latter part of the season in the playoffs.
Okay, Blue Valley Southwest at Blue Valley. We talk about St. James getting a win over St. Thomas Aquinas for the first time. Blue Valley and Blue Valley Southwest has never beaten Blue Valley, Coach.
Their defense is going to be tested. Blue Valley is they've got lots of weapons still.
Yeah, Blue Valley West to Blue Valley North. Blue Valley West hasn't gotten a win yet. Blue Valley North has got two, but they've played a tough schedule. It's a pretty good football team. We'll talk even more about them when we talk with Ryan Wallace. West just needs some confidence here, Coach. I think if West you know, you talk to coaches who have rebuilt programs, and one of them is Ryan Schartz, and he took over a program that was over for like 2 years. And he said, you know, you got to break when you're in that. It's not about winning games. It's about winning quarters. It's about not getting turbo clocked. It's about not giving up a 100-yard rushing. And once you start to reach those goals, that's when things will start to happen for you.
You have to set those goals that are achievable and believable and that can be accomplished.
Okay, Lansing going to Baser Linwood. Would you want to be Lansing this week?
Nope.
Baser got it handed to him a little bit by Bonner Springs. I bet they are hungry to play this Friday night. Olathe South at Lawrence. Lawrence coming off a loss. Olathe South, we talk about a lot, but they only have the one win. I feel like they're a better team than that, but their schedule has been brutal.
I think their three losses are just unbelievable, right?
Yeah, they've got some tough teams in there as well. So I think that could be a game that's very evenly matched. You've got an offense in Lawrence that, even though they're banged up in some spots, can really score, and the defense is one of the strengths of Olathe South. This could be a game that really is exciting because those are the two units that are going to be battling each other.
It's going to be an interesting game, and like you say, Lawrence has had trouble with their defense all year.
Schlegel at Sumner. Sumner's the latest to try and stop Ivan Webb and that outstanding Schlegel offense. You know, last week, Schlegel got off to a slow start against Wyandotte, and then Webb piled up four touchdowns and almost 300 yards again. He's just rolling right along. Sumner's in for what could be a long night.
But you know what? Schlegel needs to be tested before they get to the playoffs.
Yes, they do. And even if that test is, you got to blow everybody out. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They've got to come out and keep just putting, you know, and building that confidence, because they're going to run into some teams that are different than them. But they, you know, they've got to be able to be tough and be going. And one thing they've got to do is play some full games too.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know how much their depth is, but they've got to develop those guys, and the starters have got to get used to playing full games, because when they get in that second and third round, they're going to be out there for four quarters.
When they get games 9, 10, 11, they're going to be there four quarters. They better be ready.
All right, Shawnee Mission North at Leavenworth. Here's two teams that kind of need a win, Coach. They've, you know, had some bright spots early in the season, but then really haven't had something in the last few weeks.
Leavenworth's lost three in a row, I believe.
Yeah, they got that win over Shawnee Mission West and haven't really done much since that. And Olathe Northwest kind of hammered them last week. Shawnee Mission Northwest is Shawnee Mission South. These look like two pretty evenly matched teams to me. This could be, you know, if you're looking for a competitive game, that Shawnee Mission South might be a good place to go.
Yeah, and Olathe Northwest has lost three games to three tough opponents.
Yeah, they have. Shawnee Mission West at Olathe North. Coach, when was the last time Shawnee Mission West was 0-5?
You know what? I don't think under Coach Callahan they've been 0-5. Do you?
I don't think they have either. They're going up against an Olathe North team that seems to have found whatever they had in week one against Wichita Heights and is playing real well with that win over Lawrence last week.
That was a big win for them.
Turner at Tonganoxie. We're going to talk more about that game. Tonganoxie's rolling along. Al Troyer is the Chiefs coach of the week. They look like a team. We talk about DeSoto. We talk about Bishop Miege. We talk about Baser Linwood. Quietly, Tonganoxie has got it going.
5-0 with two really good running backs.
Yeah, two really good running backs, and their quarterback, Mason Beach, and we'll talk more about that with Kevin Romery here in just a second, has been an outstanding player for them. Well, okay, that is our first segment here, the Preps KC's Football Friday Night. We're going to talk with Kevin Romery more about that Turner-Tonganoxie game when we come back, and then also later in the hour we'll have Olathe East coach Jesse Owen and Bonner Springs coach Chad Eady. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Hey, guys.
Daddy! Today I went down the slide, not the little one, but the big one, and I saw my friend Amanda from school, and she's spending the night. And Mom said we can have as much ice cream as we want, because Mommy's going out with her friends, and you're in charge. Doesn't that sound like fun, Daddy? I'm so glad you're home.
Whoops, wrong house.
That real sweet moment was made possible by Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, Cheese fans. This is Clark Hine. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. On a program like this, wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like the McCarthy Auto Group. Every year, they give 23 $1,000 scholarships through the Greater Kansas City Football Coaches Association to help their scholar-athlete program, to fund their scholar-athlete program. And it's a great thing they do every year, along with a lot of other things. We've got the Riddell grant going on right now. They've got four schools. They got a great story about Grain Valley up on the site right now. I encourage everyone to go see that and check out the Riddell Insight, and McCarthy donated the money for that. Also got the Riddell grant that's going to happen at the end of the year for that, along with all of those things. And we couldn't do it without Preps KC. Couldn't be done without the McCarthy Auto Group. And coach, you know how that started when they really first got in, where the association was and where high school football was before John McCarthy and the McCarthy Auto Group got in.
A tremendous improvement in the Greater Kansas City Football Coaches Association scholarship program. Got a lot better when we went from 3 to 11 Kansas and 3 to 11 Missouri. And then they didn't bat an eye when we went to 23.
Yeah.
When we went from 22 to 23.
Yeah, was that their idea to add a 23rd one for the MVP? And like I said, there wouldn't be a Preps KC without them.
And we spent the last 8 years together because of McCarthy Auto Group, right? It's added a tremendous amount of interest, and it's got to be a good thing for the players and the coaches and the fans.
Yep, and there's a lot of good people doing great calls across the metro, and we're glad to be able to highlight them because of the McCarthy Auto Group. Let's go ahead and get into some more football and bring in Kevin Romery from Midco Sports. And Kevin, you guys have got, not a huge coverage area, but a good coverage area. And right now you've got some teams that are playing real well. Your game of the week this week is Turner and Tonganoxie. And Tonganoxie just looks outstanding right now. Al Troyer is the Kansas City Chiefs coach of the week on the Kansas side. They have really done nothing to dissuade anyone from thinking they're a team that could play pretty deep this year.
You know, I appreciate you guys also hooking us up with the Kansas City Chiefs coach of the week. Timing is perfect for us to come out and the help Coach Troyer get some pub for that. But what a dynamic team too. This is a squad that had some really high expectations, I know, when the season started. You got a quarterback coming back in Mason Beach. That's a guy that they knew would be really good as long as they could keep him healthy. And man, they're not disappointed at all. I think. From everything I've seen every week for them, it seems like it's been pretty routine. I mean, they're just going out and taking care of business, win after win after win. And we kind of mentioned Mason's name a little bit. A lot of folks out there may not know that this team was rolling pretty good last year through about 5 weeks. I think they were 4-1. And it's about the time that Mason got hurt. He was done for the year, and then that was kind of it. The team just kind of, I mean, it was a totally different look. It didn't play very good. And I think that really fed into this year. I had a chance to talk to Mason before the season started. And, man, that team thought it was going to be good, knew it had the potential to be really good, and now 5 weeks into this season, I don't think there's any doubt. That team knows it's good, and I think a lot of other people that have gotten a chance to see them play know that they're a good team as well. So expectations were high. And as you mentioned, Deion, so far I don't think there's anything that's happened that outsiders should look into and say, no, they're right. This is a really good team that we need to pay attention to moving forward.
Well, they need to keep their momentum going this week, because starting next week, week 7, 8, and 9, they'll be in district play. And who all's in their district, Dion? I know they game 9's a big one.
They got Piper in there, and I'm trying to think one more.
I think Atchison.
Atchison, yeah, that's who it is. Yeah, and Atchison's down a little this year, and Piper's not as good, but that's still a district that you can't look past those guys, right, Kevin?
No, you can't. And you guys kind of mentioned, you know, Baser's been all the talk the first 4 weeks, putting up humongous numbers, shutting opponents out every single week. Got a little derailed, obviously, here this last week. But that game on the 27th, which is another game that we will televise between Baser and Tongue and Oxy, if things work out the way they kind of appear to be working out on paper now, that game will be an awful lot, because that'll be for a district championship and a number one seed. And I think we can all agree, and if you're in Northeast Kansas and you're in Class 4A, you want to be a number one seed. You don't want to slip to a 2, because when the matchup starts pairing up, you want to do everything you can to stay as far away as you can from Bishop B.H. And being a number one seed will hopefully help that out, at least by another week or so. But those two teams certainly kind of separating themselves right now from that district, and should be exciting. But as we just kind of talked off air, guys, you mentioned Piper. That team has been fantastic in the past. It never feels like the Pirates are down. And I know that when district play comes around, Piper may be another team that says, hey, don't forget about us just yet. I know these other guys are stealing all the headlines, but this is maybe it's a three-team race, not just a two-team race.
Yeah, they definitely have to be ready for those teams, because, like I said, Piper and Atchison have good history, and they're going to come tough in district time. Let's move on to another team in your area, Lawrence. And they've been offensively as good as anybody, and we talked a few weeks ago about that defense is going to have to step up, and that seems to be their kind of Achilles heel right now.
It got a little bit better against Olathe North, Dion, last week, but you're right. You know, Coach even angrily, jokingly comments, says, yeah, well, you know, we have to score 45 a game, because that's how many we need to win. But the defense was a little bit better against Olathe North last week, but surprisingly, the offense wasn't quite near as efficient as it has been. You know, North, I'm sure it's thought process going in was, don't let Dante Jackson beat us. And while he had a solid game, he didn't have some of the big-time plays that he had in previous weeks, like against Summit West and some of those other wins where, man, he just popped off big play after big play. And the Lions, you know, they had a chance to win that game at the very end, got inside the red zone, got inside the 10, looked like Dante may have scored a touchdown to take the lead in the final minute. Turns out he stepped out of bounds at the 5, and then the Lions – quite simply just couldn't get the football into the end zone. And Olathe North, man, they just did some simple things. Arlen Bruce, man, you're going to hear that name forever. And if you're familiar with high school football in the area and you've been watching it for 25 years, yes, that's the same family, Arlen Bruce. It's the 4th that's coming along to play. And he was a beast. And North just did kind of the simple things. And Lawrence High would still need that extra touchdown at the end, even after getting a Hail Mary at halftime. North could have easily had a 14-7 lead going to the break. Instead, it was 14-14 after literally a 45-yard Hail Mary just to end the half. And so the Lions have some things to work on this week. And with Olathe South in town, you know, there's no easy games. Lawrence High's schedule gets very difficult. Lions have to finish up with Free State and also with Shawnee Mission East next Thursday. Those are weeks 7 and 8 after Olathe South. So Dirk Webb's team's got some serious work to do here moving forward, going through the end of October.
And they certainly, like you said, can't overlook Olathe South, because Olathe South's a really good team that hasn't have a lot of victories on their thing, but they've got good football players. It's going to be a test for Lawrence.
Big-time test, Coach, and especially after what happened against Olathe North last week, because on paper, Lions were a heavy favorite in that thing. And going in, you know, I don't want to say the Lions maybe overlooked them just a little bit, maybe the midway point of the season, and you know, you're thinking about some other things. Maybe there was a little bit of a letdown against the North, and I don't want to take anything away from the Eagles, because they were rock solid. They didn't make any mistakes. They got the lead. You could see the momentum building and the confidence as that thing went into the second half, and all of a sudden the Eagles, you know what? We got a chance here. We can win this game. But the stretch looking forward for Lawrence High now And it better be that the thought process better be we better get this game against SoCal, because the next 2 weeks are going to be ridiculously difficult going in then to the postseason play.
Let's jump across town there and talk about Free State. They seem to just be cruising right along. Another good win last week, and they've got Olathe Northwest this week. Well, I think Olathe Northwest is playing a lot better, so this is a team that I think they've got to take seriously. But there haven't been many chinks in the armor, and, of course, that big win over Park Hill is as big as any win in the city this year.
Man, Free State just keeps cranking along. Guys, this team just doesn't make a ton of mistakes. It can beat you through the air. It can beat you on the ground. Jackson Eames has been fantastic. If you haven't seen highlights of this kid, check him out online. He's not the speediest guy, but he's fast enough, and he's an absolute bruiser. He just barrels over people. If I was in the secondary and that guy was running to me, I would have no interest in trying to tackle Jackson Eames. He's a runaway freight train almost at all times. But Free State just has it in kind of a coast gear now. And Gage Foster, the guy that won the starting quarterback job at the start of the year, he hasn't even played quarterback that much after getting hurt really early. And they haven't needed him, really, because they've got a couple of quarterbacks that can get it done. Free State keeps rumbling along. And unlike Lower Tye, you look at the schedule for Free State the rest of the way, it is very favorable. I mean, the Firebirds are going to be heavy favorites the next 3 weeks. Against Northwest will be a favorite this week, then against Olathe East back at home, and then Lower Tye, which is always a fantastic game, but going into that, the Firebirds will be a heavy favorite as well.
I had an opportunity to see Free State early in the season, and I was extremely impressed by their two offensive tackles. They are really good football players and can play for anybody. Now, how many quarterbacks are they using at Free State?
Well,
is it two or three?
Right now, just two, and Gage Foster's been kind of inserted back into the lineup. But Gage is joking, though, said if he didn't have to play quarterback, he would really prefer not to and just kind of let Jordan Preston play QB the whole time. But he's been really good when he's come in, and he's thrown the football solid, not a big runner, but they've both been effective and haven't made the mistakes that really burn you when you're the heavy favorite. And Coach, I maybe defer to you on tackling Jackson Eames. I don't know what you do. I don't know if you're playing the Firebirds, what you would do to bring that guy down to the ground. And then you mentioned the lineman in front of him. I mean, the Corcoran kid's just a sophomore, and he's already 6'5", 6'6". So he's going to be a mega Division I recruit once it's time. We're still a couple years away from that. But you look at what Free State's done so far, and hard to believe that team won't run the table, get to 8-0 going into the playoffs, and likely be the number one seed out west.
Yeah, definitely. I think Free State's a team that you really – if they get that number one seed, that means they're not on the road in the semis or the finals, which they've been the last few years. And I think that's going to be a huge benefit for them if they never have to leave Lawrence on their way to a possible run to the state championship game. Well, Kevin, always great talking with you. Have a great call on Turner and Tongue and Oxy. And we'll be chatting again soon here in the next few weeks because you got some big ones coming up. Have fun, and we will chat with you again soon.
You are right, Dion. The games are getting big here, getting to the important time of the season. Appreciate having me on, and we'll chat with you next week.
All right, that's Midco Sports' Kevin Romery. When we come back, we'll talk with Bonner Springs coach Chad Ady and Olathe East coach Jesse Owen. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good, it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a newer pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like Powerade and Heartland Coca-Cola. They're the sponsor of the Powerade Mom of the Week, and this week it is Kristen Moulin from Bonner Springs, and a great essay there sent in by Coach Edie. And congratulations to them, $500 from Heartland Coca-Cola and Powerade for all the work that she has done for the Bonner Springs program. Well, let's go ahead and bring in Coach Chad Edey from Bonner Springs. You've got one of our REMAX Big Three games this week, Paola and Bonner Springs. And I tell you, Coach, good win last week against Baser Linwood. You guys are having a very solid season. How do you feel about your team coming off that win?
It's a great week to be a Brave. Working with them, trying to get our kids to learn how to be successful and win and still come back and give even more effort. So that's kind of where we're at right now. It's a learning process. They're getting to learn, the coaches and myself and the systems that we're trying to teach them. So it's been a great week, and the kids came in very enthusiastic on Sunday, ready to work.
Coach, after the first 5 weeks of the season, as we turn the corner and we head down the stretch of this season, talk to us a little bit about your offensive skill people and what they bring to the table every week for Bonner Springs.
It starts with the quarterback. We actually have two quarterbacks, Noah Villarreal and Dalton Blakemore. So we kind of go in between the two, and we kind of play the hot hand. Whichever quarterback is doing well, we kind of go with him. They both are very, very talented guys. Similar skill sets. Both are able to manipulate and operate our offense effectively. And then we have a very young offensive line. We have several sophomores starting and a freshman also starting on the offensive line. Very talented, but also they're learning as they go, and they're learning on the job. And then we have a stable of running backs, starting with Brian Steinbeck. He's about 6'2", 200 pounds. And then we have Gavin Lindsay. He's very built very similar to, like, Darren Sproles. Now, I didn't say he was Darren Sproles, but he's built very similar. He's small and stocky. You know, he's a shorter running back, but he's not smallish. You know, he's about 5'7". He's about 185, 190 pounds. And they're both very talented. And then we have Devontae Washington, who's more of our kind of third down running back. And we have a host of receivers. Our average receiver corps, they're 6'2.5", 180 pounds. So we've been blessed with receivers here at Bonner. Jameson Jackson, who's 6'4", 200 pounds. He also plays outside linebacker for us. Jackson Poe, who's 6', 180 pounds. He's a receiver. We have Draylen Carroll, 6'3",
185 pounds. We have Najon Porter, 6'2", 175 pounds. We have Cole Oaks, who played quarterback here at Bonner last year. He's 6'2", 175 pounds. So we have some really tall, long and rangy wide receivers on the edge, and they all have different skill sets. We have a couple of them that are guys who can high point the ball, and then we have a couple speedsters. So it's a good problem to have when it comes to our receiver depth.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of tools in the box there to kind of get things going on a Friday night, and obviously last week was one of your best performances of the year. Do you feel like as the season's gone on, you're kind of starting to find a rhythm with all those different guys?
Yeah, and you know, guys trying to find where they fit in and what their role is within the offense, because we play team football here at Bonner, and so just guys trying to find where they fit in, and the coaches, we have an all new coaching staff. There's only one guy who remains that was on the Bonner staff prior to me taking the job. So there is a lot of turnover, and the coaches are learning what the kids can and can't do. Kids are learning new systems and new schemes. So it's just been a kind of we're learning on the job, and I think each and every week that's what I've been challenging the kids. Can we just get a little bit better each week? And I think we'll be pretty good when we get to the second season, which we call the playoffs here at Bonner. So that's our ultimate goal, preparing ourselves so that we're the finished product when we get to that playoff season.
Coach, as you prepared for Paola this week, what problems do their defense bring to the table against your offense and the skill people that you have on offense?
Well, they're really big. They're big up front, which has been kind of been the same thing we've dealt with every week. It seems everybody in Kansas has a giant offensive line right now, or defensive line, except for us. So that's the first problem, and you know, games are won and lost in the trenches. So we're just finding creative ways to work around that, and so that we can put our kids in position to be successful with the skill sets that they possess. So that's the first thing. Their defense is very stout. They're 4-1, so they've played some quality opponents, and they've limited what teams have wanted to do in terms of their only loss coming, obviously, to DeSoto, which we also lost to them as well. So, you know, it's not really a knock on anybody because DeSoto's rolling right now.
Coach, defensively, what do you have to do to kind of slow down that Paola rushing attack?
Well, we just got to get lined up correctly. They do a lot of formational things to kind of confuse your defensive players, and they try to outflank you. And if they can't do that, then they'll condense it down and they'll fight you in a phone booth kind of deal. So just getting our players lined up correctly and then just swarm to the ball like we try to teach and preach here at Bonner. That's kind of what we have to do, and just making sure we don't have too many explosive plays on that side of the ball, and kind of limit what they do. And also in special teams, we're going to have to play a sound game as well. They've shown on film where they've done some offsides and some pooches and some different things. So we're just preparing for those things.
Coach, talk to us for just a minute about your kicking game and how that's been advantageous to you in the first 5 weeks.
Yeah, we have a very solid kicker, like most coaches. You know, most coaches, I went over to the soccer coach and poached a couple kids to come over and help us. So we have a couple kids who help us. Our kicker, Chip, he just does a wonderful job. He can put the ball, what we say over here, he can put the ball through the hoop from about the 35-yard on end. So it's just a matter of us protecting and giving him good protection up front. So he's really solid. And our punter is solid as well. He helps flip the field. He actually is a transfer in from Texas named Charlie Searing, and he's been doing a great job for us as well.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. We appreciate you taking time with us.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Coach Walms, it was a good win by Bonner Springs last week, and they seem like they've got their season kind of going the right direction.
They need to handle their success tonight.
All right, another team that has really got their season going in the right direction from one of our REMAX Big Three games, Olathe East coach Jesse Owen. And, Coach, you guys are on a nice little two-game winning streak. You're 3-2 on the season. Do you feel like you're playing some of your best football right now?
Well, I think we've improved. I don't know that we're playing our best football. We're kind of hanging on by a thread. You know, we've lost 2 to 3 captains this year, two of them due to injury. We've lost another senior leader, and we had another captain that won't be able to play this week because some personal foul situations that occurred last week. So, you know, with all that going on, I don't know that we're playing our best ball, but or certainly what we're capable of. But the guys in there that are kind of picking up the slack, they're they're showing some improvements.
Coach, it seems to me that during the first 5 weeks of the season, you've had some junior offensive skill people really kind of step up. Kind of talk to us about those people during the first 5 weeks of the season.
Sure. Well, that would start with our quarterback, Hunter Thomas. He has a great kind of two hands on the wheel, just a great control of the game. He's a poised kid. He doesn't get emotionally too high or too low. And I think that presence in the huddle is certainly benefiting us this year. We have a running back, more than one, but it starts with Trey Carney back there. And he's another guy, much like Hunter. He's just kind of cool, calm, and collected, and goes about his business and doesn't get too emotional out there. And those two guys had a significant impact on our offense.
Well, I know your schedule, you start out with a tough game against Hutchinson and you came up short. We talked about that a few weeks ago in a podcast. Do you see some dividends out of that game, even though you lost, that you guys have taken forward, and, you know, like a good win over Olathe South, and even though you came up short against Liberty, the way you've competed all season?
Definitely. You know, we came out of the Hutch game very disappointed because we felt like we let it slip away, but we're pleased that, you know, we didn't balk. You know, we didn't take a step back. We played a physical team, and we lined up and kind of played that brand of football. So that was a pretty good indication and measuring stick right off the bat. And I think last year we were to the point to where we had improved, but we were still kind of competitive, but still trying to figure out how to win. Whereas this year, you know, we're figuring the winning out a little better, if that makes sense. So schedule's been tough, but there's a lot of teams with tough schedules, and it certainly doesn't get any easier, but our guys are ready. They're ready for the challenge.
Coach, defensively, as you look at Shawnee Mission East, what's your number one concern for your defense in terms of position groups, the number one thing you guys have to accomplish in order to get their offense off the field?
Well, all three levels of the defense are going to have to be extremely disciplined and extremely physical. When you play an opponent that's physical, like Shawnee Mission East, and we have a lot of respect for them, Coach Delaney does a remarkable job. I mean, I don't say this, you know, just as coach speak, I don't remember a time when I've seen them live or on film when they don't look prepared. I mean, they're always prepared. The kids are always motivated. You've got to control the line of scrimmage against an opponent like that. If you don't, it's just going to be a long night.
Offensively, what do you think is going to be a big key against their defense, because they fly to the ball and they seem to bring numbers all the time?
Well, we're just going to have to make plays. Again, it starts up front. We're going to have to control the line of scrimmage, but we're just going to have guys make plays. It's, you know, tell the kids all the time that players make plays and you know, plays don't make players. So we just got to go out there and play, take care of the ball.
Coach, do you have quite a bit of experience in your offensive line?
We have a pretty good blend. We have a couple seniors that have been playing since their sophomore year. We have a couple young guys that are, you know, getting their first dose of varsity football. Our center started his first game just a couple weeks ago. So it's kind of a good blend.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game this week. We appreciate you taking time with us.
Well, thank you, guys. And as always, you know, thanks for the coverage of our kids and all the kids in the metro area. We all love high school athletics and certainly high school football. So thank you.
All right. That is Olathe East Coach Jesse Owen. When we come back, we'll talk with our own Ryan Wallace. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
gear, sports. With a Dick's scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Thanks for getting me ice cream at the store.
You're welcome.
It was good. Now, aren't you gonna thank me?
For...
Behold!
Oh my gosh, you put your bowl in the dishwasher.
And the spoon!
I don't deserve you.
Sure you do.
Another real sweet moment brought to you by Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or bodywork done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System. Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any member of your team, whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, or your inability to talk. See the same experts who care for the Royals and Chiefs. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in our own Ryan Wallace. And Ryan, you saw St. James get that win over Blue Valley last week. You got St. James and St. Thomas Aquinas this week. The Thunder are quickly becoming the story in 5A in how they play, and they'll become even more of the story if they're able to pull off a win this week.
Well, and before we start on me being able to see the Thunder in person, I also have to give a shout-out to Coach, because I got to see Coach in person for the first time last week as well, so that was fun. And we got to take in a fun one ourselves there on the sidelines at Bishop Miege, because, you know, I came in last week talking about Blue Valley and St. James, saying that this was, you know, an interesting place of sorts for St. James to be. You know, this was a school in Blue Valley that had just manhandled them a year before. They're off to an undefeated start, but do they have the playmakers to take on Blue Valley? And boy, was I proven wrong. This is a program that just has all sorts of confidence, riding high. They're now 5-0, and I think the thing that impressed me most, Dion, about this St. James school, or this St. James team, excuse me, is just their physicality and their team speed. I thought they were relentless on defense. Just getting to the ball, taking great angles, and I thought their physicality on offense, particularly the line of scrimmage, won them that game.
Their offensive line was extremely impressive. All five of them, and the one gentleman that caught my eye several times was that sophomore center. He comes off the ball, and they get him up the field, and he gets people on their back. He can flat back some people.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the key cogs in opening so many holes for Jack Petz, who just had a field day. I talked to Jack Petz in our pregame wrap-up interview, and he said it probably was his best individual performance he's ever had as a football player.
He's a really unique player too. I mean, that's an all EKL type running back, just with his just brute size, his physical strength. But I thought he was a little bit shiftier in person than what you find on film. And you know, you mentioned the line of scrimmage for them, Coach. You know, talking to Blue Valley head coach Alan Terrell after the game, I didn't realize this, but he let me in on some information that was St. James actually came to the lineman challenge at Blue Valley and won it going away here in the off season. So to him, it was no surprise that they had such success in the trenches. And we'll have to see what they're able to do tonight, because you face off against another formidable foe in St. Thomas Aquinas, who has, you know, the likes of Javier Garrett, Matthew Roberts on that defensive line. So another big test for the St. James offensive line.
Yeah, I think when looking at him, when I saw highlights of him, and now kind of looking back at some stuff we've seen, yeah, they're physical and they're big. And you mentioned that lineman challenge. And, you know, there's some years it's better than others. I mean, there's been years when you had two NFL guys or soon-to-be two NFL guys out there playing, when Evan Bain and Braden Smith were both in that competition. But it's always a good – even on the years it's not great, there's always good teams out there. And St. James, I can remember when they first started coming – They didn't look the part. They looked like a 4A team, which they were. But, you know, the highlights, and we had a video of that. Kyle Hass did that video for us this summer. You could see some of those guys making some differences, and that doesn't always translate to the field, but we're seeing it now, and that's the key. I think in 5A and 6A, if you're good at the line, I think that, Coach, wouldn't you say that's a big key for those guys in 5A and 6A?
I think it's the most important key myself, but they certainly did a good job of transitioning that to the game. They play hard.
Well, and I think one of the most underrated things about Bishop Miege, who has beaten 5A and 6A teams over the last few years, is their line play, and because they have a 5A and 6A line. We know they've got stud athletes as well, but St. James has finally taken that step. Mill Valley took a while to take that step, and when they did, they really got going. Well, the one thing for St. James, and we talk about we're going to start talking about brackets here soon. You know, they've got to win every game if they want to get that number one seed. With Schlegel out there winning and winning big, you know, Aquinas has already lost one game, so they're probably out of the number one seed spot. If this is basically a 2-3 game here, you know, where are you going to be? Are you going to host that quarterfinal game, or are you going to be on the road in that quarterfinal game based on when you win this game, Ryan?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, Schlegel's out there doing Schlegel things. I mean, Ivan Webb, their running back, is just phenomenal. You know, you go from Cornelius Ruff last year to him, and they just haven't missed a beat. The one thing that I think hopefully will translate with St. James, even if they were to lose here before the 5A playoffs come, the one thing that I liked in the game against Blue Valley is here come the Tigers staging a comeback. They've kind of been the cardiac cats of sorts this year for Coach Terrell. They're staging this comeback, and I felt like in the past, in years past, when I've gone and covered games with Tom Radke's St. James Thunder teams, they get a little wide-eyed when some of these other schools, like a Blue Valley, or you know, had a game with them last year with Blue Valley Southwest, a school that is also on the rise, but still maybe one that you would expect St. James to put away. Even when those types of schools would start to stage comebacks and score points and start to open more holes like Blue Valley did last Friday, St. James would get a little wide-eyed. And I didn't see it with this team. This team seemed incredibly calm, incredibly collected. Every time Blue Valley would answer, St. James would come back and answer. And they were finding ways to win. And they just seemed to have a little bit more confidence overall on their sideline and in their locker room. And I think that's the kind of thing, as a coach, that kind of off-the-field behavior, the intrinsic values that Bill Snyder would preach, that will take you a long way in the playoffs, is just having that confidence and having the reliability that you and the guy next to you are going to do your jobs.
Win or lose this week, I think what they did last week and what they have to do this week will benefit them in weeks 10 and 11 when they have to play back-to-back weeks against good football teams.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And honestly, I think what they saw last week with Blue Valley and then coming this week with the St. Thomas Aquinas might be as tough back-to-back as they're going to find maybe until they reach the state semis and the state finals. I mean, these are two schools, regardless of whether you feel Aquinas is down or up or Blue Valley's down or up, that they're fundamentally sound and they're physical and tough. And I think when you look at that 5A bracket, That's one thing that seems to prevail, at least on the east side of things, is that the more physical teams went out. Aquinas has done that. We've seen with Randy Dreiling historically, and we know Joel Appleby's Mill Valley teams historically have been very physical and have won the line of scrimmage. So I think for whatever reason, there's a lot of finesse-type schools in 5A on the east side, and if you're a team that can be more physical than some of those finesse schools, you're able to, at least historically, you're able to come out on top.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to ask you about with Aquinas. You know, they've been physical in the last few years. They've been physical, but the injuries have piled up. That's why I'm wondering for Aquinas, as they go through, how's their depth and how's their ability to maintain that physical level? Because it looks like St. James so far, I mean, they could have a bunch of injuries that go down the line too. They look like a team that has the weight room is just blossomed for them, and they're using that to impose their will. And now they're running into a team like them in St. Thomas Aquinas. Does St. Thomas Aquinas have enough of those physical guys?
Well, and I don't know, maybe from a physical standpoint, if this answers the question, but at the same time, maybe it does provide an insight into a little bit of their depth, or maybe, like I said, it's just the position is just a little bit deeper and they got lucky. But the last time I covered St. Thomas Aquinas a couple weeks ago was their win against Blue Valley North, and it was a really good win. I think Blue Valley North is a really solid team, front to back, offense, defense, everything, and Aquinas really kind of took that game down the stretch. And what's interesting about the way that they won that game, though, is that they were without Jaden Russell, who's kind of a two-way player. You know, he plays some corner, can play some safety for them, and has also kind of been a running back in that option system that Randy Dreiling loves to run and runs so well. They were without him from about midway through the first quarter on. He's probably going to be one of the, probably within the top two players in the state of Kansas at any level, at any position for the 2019 class next year when he becomes a senior. So that tells you kind of the talent level that this kid has. He gets his second personal foul penalty in that early in the Blue Valley North game. He's ejected from the game. They go on to win against Blue Valley North. And then I don't know if he would have made a big difference in the game against Miege the next week. But I still think, you know, if you have him healthy, maybe that scores a little bit less. But long-winded answer to your question, I think this is a year that Aquinas does have some depth, and I think this is a year that you're going to see them return to that more physical approach that they've had just because they do have better depth, and I think you're starting to see their experience come to life, especially with a guy like Will Swanson. This is a guy that you can definitely tell a difference from last year to this year.
And I think one of the big differences for them this year is they're much better at doing what you can't defend against. If you're defending something that they do and you stop them, they've become more diversified and rely on that diversification to do something else. That's a big plus.
Yeah, and I mean, they're one of those schools, especially like on offense, you know, they don't have to throw the ball that much. And I think at Blue Valley North, maybe, I don't even know if they completed maybe a pass out of maybe six attempts. They're not known for throwing the ball, but at the same time, you kind of look at their receivers, and they have the skill set to get open. They have they're big bodied and they're tall. I guess what I'm trying to say, Coach, is if they want to do that thing that they're not known to do, I think they can this year. But at the same time, going along with what you're saying, they're doing what they want to do, what Coach Dreiling wants them to do so well that, especially at the 5A level, they may not have to.
Well, and one thing, when we look at 5A, and I know we're going into week six, so we're really week six, seven, and eight, so this is really like moving time. And we talk about Schlegel probably out there, you know, in the clubhouse with the lead, and they should be able to kind of close it out. And their points, they've got 62 points, so that really kind of locks them in. I mean, it's going to be tough to catch them if they're plus 13 and everybody the rest of the way. St. James and Aquinas are right there. St. James is at 5-0. Aquinas, Pittsburgh, Shawnee Heights have one loss. Then Seaman, Bonner Springs, Blue Valley Southwest all have two losses. You know, those teams are all in moving type games this week. Blue Valley Southwest has got Blue Valley, and this is maybe the best chance Southwest has, wouldn't you say, of getting a win over Blue Valley. Bonner Springs has got a chance here with Paola. You know, they've already, and they've got, they beat Baser Linwood, so their schedule really is kind of on the spot where if they get a win here, they've got a good chance to close out. Shawnee Heights, they've had their loss. Pittsburgh's playing Carl Junction from the Missouri side, and I'm pretty sure they're going to lose that game tonight because Carl Junction's pretty good. Their only loss is to Webb City. So I think there's going to be some spots. So you can see a Blue Valley Southwest jump up, or if they have a loss, fall down. And if you're Aquinas, and that's why it makes this so, game so big for Aquinas and St. James in different ways.
Well, and it is a big game, but then at the same time, you know, maybe there's still better things to come. You know, I've kind of become the Preps KC EKL flag waver, but I really do feel like this is probably the best year top to bottom that they've had in a long time because of how weak 6A is. I think you're looking at Blue Valley North and Blue Valley that could come out with maybe not great-looking records on paper, and they could end up doing some real damage on the east side. You go down the list, you know, Aquinas, St. James. You mentioned a school like Blue Valley Southwest. You know, Will Allen might be the best player that nobody's talking, or Nick Allen, excuse me, might be the best player that nobody's talking about, racking up over 100 tackles, doing stuff on offense. That school and that program has come a long way under Coach Anthony Orrick. And then, you know, of course, we haven't even mentioned schools like Mill Valley, back-to-back state champions, and Bishop Miege and the run that they've had. So, this is a big one. This is a big one for St. James, a big one for St. Thomas Aquinas from a seeding standpoint. But I guess what I'm saying is at the end of the day, I think a lot of these schools in the EKL, you might as well wipe their record right off the table because when they get into playoffs, each one of these schools could do really dangerous things trying to get to a state title.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. And I know you've seen St. James 2 weeks in a row, but it's definitely one. I think it's a good one. It's a great matchup of styles, and I think it's going to be a fun one, and especially because I know everybody talks Holy War, Miege, and St. Thomas Aquinas, but this one's becoming a little bit of a Holy War as well, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is.
So, well, hey, have a good one out there tonight. We'll be looking forward to seeing all your great work out on PrepsKC.com and the PrepsKC app. Have fun, and we will chat with you again soon.
All right. We'll talk to you later, guys.
All right. That's our own Ryan Wallace. He's going to be out at one of our REMAX Big 3 games, St. Thomas Aquinas, hosting St. James in a big EKL in Class 5A showdown. When we come back, we will jump across the state line and start our Missouri Hour. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
As you're driving today, look around you. The roads and bridges, the high-rises, the stadiums, the Performing Arts Center. Who built them? The highly skilled men and women at the Kansas City Building and Construction Trades. Are you looking to get into a hands-on profession that pays for excellence? Train to be the best. Click on a new career today at beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With a Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
This ice cream is good, isn't it?
It sure is, Grandma.
I love vanilla.
Why?
Well, because it makes me think of simpler times.
Yeah, I bet life was a lot easier as a caveman, wasn't it, Grandma?
Yes, it was.
Grandma, can I have some more?
No, you've had enough.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.